So the first reason why people don't like mentioning God in a task, in the marketplace, in a place of people who do not believe in God, I think it's because you're embarrassed. You don't want to be thought to be a weakling who is depending on God. But might it also be sometimes the fact that you do not fully want to depend on God. You don't believe you manage, and so you want to protect him. What will happen to him when he's unable to do what he's saying he's going to do? I better be the one to say I'm the one, so if I fail, it will just be me failing. I think it's important to understand that we can't protect God. We are no match for God. And there are things he will tell you to do, and they will not happen. Like in this case, he goes to them, and for a long time, they reject God. And the Bible tells us God hardened Pharaoh so that all these many miracles will be done. So let's go in the name of the Lord, aware that God is capable of handling the challenge, whichever challenge, if it is him who has taken a project. If it does not exceed, remember the Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they said, our God is able to save us. But if he chooses not to, we'll still worship him. And it's the same thing with the Job. Even if you slay me, I'm going nowhere. You're the only God. Do you believe in a God like that? Such that whether you succeed or fail, it will not change your belief in God. Whether he gives you a husband or doesn't, it will not stop you worshiping him, because he is the Lord.